Hey, it's Aaron's. Wait, no, I'm not the website. I'm the person. This is Aaron from Aaron'sNotes.com, and this is Gut Loss, and this is day 15. I gotta figure it out when I started this thing. This is the Tuesday of the second week, I think. Third week? Second week. 15th week? Third week. So maybe this is day 16. I don't fucking know, man. I'll figure it out. It'll be right on the episode name. Yeah, I had a couple of them that I didn't have to do shit. I skipped some. Here's what happened. I'm not going to tell you what happened. I will say this, though. I am so fucking burned out. And Saturday night, I basically slept the whole fucking day. And Sunday, Saturday night, all of Saturday, not just the night, the whole day. And I don't understand how time works, apparently. Sunday, I basically just fucking did housework and played video games. And I barely made it outside this weekend. Which has happened a few too many times in my life. Less frequent these days than it has been in the past. Mostly because I'm forcing myself out. Yeah. It is a real bummer when Sunday night rolls around and you go, did I go outside to do anything except maybe travel in a car to some other place that is inside this weekend? I don't think I did. Yeah, that's the fucking worst. Gut Loss is going all right. I have all but decided to abandon the place that I was getting the program from. It's not a bad program. It's just unnecessary for me. I will use the not shit that they taught me. Really, the best thing that they gave me was a meal plan, an extremely calorically deprived meal plan, which is fine. I could actually cut it back a bit more. I'd prefer not to. I want to see how I do with this. I think I have to completely cut booze because it is definitely hindering progress. Just to let you know, at this point, it's like the beginning of the third week, and I've lost, I'm at like 255, depending on where I say this all started. We're talking anywhere from 5 to 8 pounds. So I guess technically that's good. It's not that good. I mean, there are people on other programs that doctors will caution people about, but they'll also go, "Well, yeah, no, it works, and you're not going to die." And they lose like 10 pounds, sometimes more, in like 2 weeks. Now, I'm not necessarily looking to do that, but I need to make sure that these pounds are gone for fucking good. So, you know, I'm not in a super like comfortable place with it yet. Like, when I hit, like, 240, I'm saying like a lot, when I hit 240, I'm going to feel pretty good about my progress, and I'm just going to wake up in the morning and go, okay, this is what we're fucking doing, and we're just going to stick to it, we're just going to keep doing it, we're going to get there, it's going to be great. But up until I hit that point, every day is slightly depressing, because it's like, am I going to fucking lose a pound a day? I'm still saying like, what the, like, fucking, like, shit. am I gonna lose a pound today, or am I gonna lose nothing, or am I gonna fucking gain a pound? I don't want to gain a pound. I know that shit is gonna happen just because that's how the human body works, but it fucking sucks. Today was pretty good. It's been a, sorry for making weird swallowing noises in the mic. It's been a weird day. It has been a weird couple of weeks because of work happening at the same time as this. And work, things are compounding on top of each other, and it's batshit fucking crazy. I don't understand how. This is why corporations get fucked up and suck dick. It's because people don't know how to fucking. They don't nobody respects each other's fucking time. Nobody respects each other's workload. Then instead of going, okay, I get it, you got too much fucking shit to do, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you the shit that I need you to do right now, and then I'm going to tell you the shit that I need you to do next, and then I'm going to tell you the shit that can go on the fucking back burner. But the onus is on you to make sure that I know that you still need to do that shit, because I'm probably going to remember at some point, and then I'm going to get fucking pissed at you if you just pretend like it never happened. That would be perfectly fine. Instead, they just go, all right, here's like 30 fucking things, and I know that they all take 2 weeks, but I need them all next week. All 30 of them. So, that's how things work. And I need a different, thing. I don't know if that's, is that a pejorative? I don't know. I don't understand the English language very well, but when you say, you know, that sucks dick, this is why we need to not say that. And I'm not saying that it's offensive. I'm sure it is. But it's meant to be. It's fucking meant to be offensive. But here's the problem with it, is it's not offensive in the way that I want it to be. Because, generally speaking, something sucking dick, pretty cool. If you think about it, I love having my dick sucked. It's fucking great. It's awesome. Please do. If a lady comes up to me, and assuming she's not disgusting, and she's like, hey, can I suck your dick? I'm going to be like, well, I think yes. I'm not going to mind. Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. Wait, now? You want me to, like, I don't know, wash first? Or can we get out of this alley? Duck into a house? Something? Yeah. I'm probably not going to say no. She's going to have to be gross. And, you know, I'm not going to define what criteria equals gross right now. I think I may have discussed it on the blog itself, but whatever. We need a different thing of saying. Because getting your dick sucked is great, and I don't care if it is a dude or a chick that is offering, well, I care. I don't want to get my dick sucked by a dude. Call me old-fashioned. It's actually going to be funny. Someday, there's not going to be a stigma about homosexuality at all, and I can't wait to see all of the people who are just going to be like, yeah, totally, I do. I totally would mess around with dudes. It's like, it's going to be so funny. It's going to be the people who talk the most shit about it, I think. I think it's going to be them. I'm making so many tangents away from my gut. I got a fucking big gut and big tits, and I can't wait to get rid of them. And that's what the whole point of this is. And, fucking, it sucks dick to be fat, and we need to come up with something else. Like, it pinches shaft. I don't want the fucking shaft pinched. Don't pinch my shaft. I don't want that. It pinches fucking shaft. That's what it is. This pinches shaft. Fucking, it hammers balls. Don't hammer my balls. I never, ever want anyone to hammer my balls. Okay. That's what it does. And that's how it feels to be fat. And I fucking read these blogs. Or these comments and shit on, like, these weight loss websites and shit like that. It's like, first off, okay, these comments and these blogs and shit come from these, it's usually fucking chicks. I don't know what the deal is with this. I don't know why, like, is it just fat guys know, or is our shame level so high that we don't speak about it, or is it just high enough that we don't try to delude ourselves about it? Like, I know that I have deluded myself about it in the past. I'm positive of it. I don't have any examples, but I'm sure that, you know, at some point I was like, whatever, I'm not that fat, it's not a big deal, fucking whatever. I'm that fucking fat. And being fat is not good. You don't look good. I know that there are people who are into thicker women. That's not the same thing. And I know that there are people who are into fucking really fat people. That's a fetish. And I'm not going to tell you your fetish is wrong. It's not. But that's not the norm. So don't fucking go around pretending like it is. Okay? And a lot of fat chicks get fucked a lot. It's because guys don't like to fucking try. So if your goal is to get fucked a lot and you don't care about respect, go ahead, get really fat. Knock yourself out. But being fat as a dude or a chick, it doesn't look good. It feels fucking awful. I feel awful. I wake up every day and I feel awful physically. I look at myself, and I feel awful, just, like, mentally. Like, look at this. I used to fucking have, like normal body parts. I had a relatively attractive body, and like the way that my body hair is filled out is really fucking gross to me. But like that level of body hair, if I were in shape the way that I was, like back during military days, a lot of chicks would be really into that. I know because I've asked, I've talked to them about it, and they would be super into it. And I hear this fucking bullshit, this goddamn bullshit all the time about how chicks aren't that shallow and they don't care if you're fat. Yeah, you fucking are, and yeah, you fucking do. That's for another time. I need to finish this comment. Fucking, these broads, they fucking say, like, no, being fat is beautiful, and, you know, being fat, there's nothing wrong with being fat, and we're, you know, fat, like, fat women are, like, we're great, tender, wonderful moms, and we're, like, loving, and it's, we're fun to be around, and you can fucking do all that when you're thin. And you know what? I'm getting the vibe that you're not those things. I'm getting the vibe that you're a delusional fucking cunt. You're a fucking delusional cunt. Take care of yourself. Get yourself to fucking health. It sucks. I know. I've been doing it for years, and it's the fucking worst. But acknowledge that there's a problem and fix it. Because you don't wake up in the morning and look at yourself and go, man, I'm so beautiful. I'm wonderful. You're not. You're sickening yourself in the fucking head. You're making yourself more ill. You need to get... Don't fucking give me this shit about you don't have time either. You do. Everyone has time. And... Well, that's not true. You might not have time, but I bet that you could probably find time, especially, like, if you have a family, and this is the family excuse. I'm not going to say that it's never true, but generally speaking, it's only true until you candidly discuss it. Like, sit down. I know this because I don't know this, but this is secondhand to me, and secondhand from a shitload of people who have been through the fucking I'm fat as shit problem. Which, as an American, is very fucking common. This is a very fucking common problem. And it's the stupidest fucking problem. Why are we so fat? How did this fucking happen? And, back to what I was saying about the getting thin, is you can sit down with your fucking family, and you can go, hey, listen, I know you guys are cool with me. I know you guys love me. I know that you guys think that it is, like, it's fine if I'm fat. It's not fine with me. I need to get fucking healthy, and I need to not fucking die so that I'm around here for fucking you people. And being fat is a risk factor for death. You know, there's so many different risk factors for death. I need to eliminate all of them that I can in order to stick around. Some people don't want to stick around, whatever. Fucking John Belushi that shit, yo. Flame out and do so beautifully. Knock yourself out. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but if you want to live fucking life the longest and still be happy about it and shit like that, get the fuck healthy. You're not fucking healthy. That's not how it is. And on these fucking blogs and these, like, health magazines and the comments and fucking shit and, like, in the newspaper and everything, these fucking broads are just so hell-bent on saying that we are discriminating against them. That they don't realize that what they're saying not only is total bullshit and fucking crazy, but they're also discriminating against, like, their thin parental counterparts. Like, when you're saying, you know, oh, we're fat women, you know, we love more, and we, you know, we're better parents, and blah, blah, blah. You're saying thin people are fucking terrible parents. And this is not true. Terrible parents come in all shapes and sizes, and they're plentiful. And you can be a great parent regardless of what fucking weight you are. And another way to be an amazing parent is to fucking say, hey, I got a problem. You guys might be cool with it, but I fucking am not. So let's fucking do this. And, like, this has been the fucking worst thing because I don't have, like, a lot of people in, like, I live alone. Like, I don't even have, like, a girlfriend, and I don't really want one. I'm at the point where I'm comfortable with myself that I'll be cool with one. This is gonna go really long. Really sorry about that. But I have fucking people around me, and we're all at the age where I've been able to say, hey, look, man, I'm not fucking cool with where I'm at in, you know, my health, and I need to change it. And if you see me doing something fucking stupid, fucking tell me to stop it. If I'm gonna have, like, a cookie, that's fine. But if you then see me later on, like, snooping around those cookies or grabbing a burger, say, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I know your goal, and you're fucking yourself over. And I'm cool with them doing that for me. And, you know, thankfully, no one's had to do that for me yet. I do have a buddy, this has actually been great, who has pointed out once or twice, like, you know, hey, you know, how much of that can you do? And it makes me kind of, it kind of resets me and is like, no, you know, I should really only have, like, one of these, you know, if any, and shit like that. And that's fucking good, man. It's helpful. And it's fucking tough as fuck. If you're having fucking trouble, you need some kind of support. And I don't know, some people can, like, turn to God. I don't believe in God. I would like to, but I don't. Some people can just, like, turn to, like their parents or, like, their, you know, like, their significant other. Like, I don't really like talking to my parents on a regular basis. They're lovely, wonderful people. I dog on them sometimes, but I'm exaggerating. They're pretty awesome. Fucking, but I want to fucking sit down and have conversations about how I've got fat tits with them. That's not gonna be fun with me. I have no problem talking about that shit with, like, my brother and, like, a handful of you know, friends, but I'm not going to talk about that with, like, my mom. I'm not going to go, hey, mom, here's the deal. I need to lose, like, 60 pounds because I got fat bitch tits and I can't stand them. That's not a conversation I'm having. I'm also not going to walk up to her and say, hey, mom, what do you know about lubricant? I'm gonna try and put it in LeBron's butt this weekend. No, that's never going to happen. Appropriate conversations. And I understand that for a lot of people, you know, weight loss is a completely appropriate conversation to have with a parent. But my parents are fucking, like, super academic, and they don't get shit like this. They just don't get it. So, yeah. Oh, I'm cracking myself up. Why would I ever talk to my mom about having fat bitch tits? It's never gonna happen. I'm gonna drink some tea right quick. Oh, yeah, dead air. And some slurping noises. That's great for our audio format. I gotta wrap this shit up. What did I fucking talk about? I'm fat. I lost a couple pounds. I would like to lose a shitload more. I'm too fucking busy. Obviously, I'm not too fucking busy because I'm finding time to do shit. But I'm too fucking busy. I got in some exercise. I don't think I talked about that. Fucking everyone needs to shut the fuck up and just be healthy. Just get yourself the fuck healthy. Like, I fucking hate every dick douche that I've ever heard talk about, oh yeah, like, I do hot yoga, oh, I do, like, the P90X, oh, blah 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 blah. I know you're saying it just so you can fucking show off. I know that because I've been that guy. I've done that a lot. And then when I realized what I was doing, I knew what the fuck I was doing. There's a lot of times when you start talking about something that's going to annoy the piss out of people, it's really just because you're trying to make conversation. That's kind of the biggest thing I have, is I'm trying, like, desperately to spark a conversation that is going to actually be engaging, and I don't always know that what I'm saying is just super piss-fucking-annoying, and nobody gives a shit about it. Like, the whole thing, nobody gives a shit about your dreams. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares about your fucking dreams. They don't. Nobody wants to hear about them, unless they're fucking insane. They can't be, like, some weird deep soul searching thing. And if you start telling it and you realize that it doesn't make any sense and everyone looks like they just can't wait for you to fucking stop talking, then just say, okay, I, you know, this is gonna make any sense and you had to be there. The punchline is, there's a fucking spider in my underwear or something, whatever. Just fucking wrap it up. Nobody gives a fuck, and nobody really wants to hear about your fucking exercise unless they ask you, hey, talk at me about your fucking exercise, because I'm looking for, I don't know, experiences, advice, something like that. Otherwise, I don't want to know what the fuck you're doing. I applaud you for doing it if you are actually doing it, but I'm convinced most people aren't. They're just saying that they are. They're just saying that they are. Or they're saying that they're doing more than they are, or that they worked harder than they did. Anyway, yoga I am considering doing, and I feel like this is an appropriate place to say it. Because if you don't want to fucking hear about it, you probably didn't download this. I am thinking about yoga because I need to do something that is fitness-ly-ized. And I really need to diversify. such a fucking douche. When did I become such a douche? I need to diversify my exercise. I need to cross train, you know? Back in the day when I was in shape, it was because I was doing just a fuckload of shit. You know, I ran a lot. I lifted weights. I fucking swam. I was doing shit in the military that involved all types of just fucking exercise that you didn't even realize you were exercising. I would play pickup games of sports and shit with fucking friends and like barracks mates and shit, you know, and fucking I was doing a lot of shit. Now I work in a fucking sedentary job where I sit for most of the day. I sometimes get up to go to the bathroom or get coffee just to not be sitting there, just to get the fuck away from my desk. Most of my entertainment is sitting down. I like movies. I don't care for most TV. I do like that Breaking Bad. I don't know why I said it like that, but whatever. It's a good show. I love video games. I like books. I like comics. I haven't read them much lately. But I don't fucking, like, most of this other shit that people do, like, I generally don't care for. There are a few things that I really want to do because they're fun, and it would be a great way to just hang out with my friends, like, go-karting, laser tag, maybe paintballing. I feel like people who play paintball nowadays are too, you know, I'm so hardcore. Oh, great. Oh, that's the velocity on your gun. And I'm also going to call it a gun, even though it's just a tube that shoots paint with compressed air. Yep, it's a gun. You guys are so shitty. You guys are such shitty people. But yes, I'm thinking about doing yoga, even though I hate the concept. I hate something about it. I don't know what it is. I know it's good exercise, but something about it just pisses me off, and I'm pissed off that I'm thinking about it, but I know deep down inside that it's probably the right thing to do. I probably need to start doing, like, yoga or fucking Tai Chi or one of those fucking, this is good for you, plus stretching, and also you're doing some, I don't know, Pilates, something? Fucking, I don't know, man, something. Get me a medicine ball, and then I'll bounce it around and act like I know what the fuck I'm doing with it. I've never really used a medicine ball seriously. Only on, like, the, like, once a quarter exercise that we would do in the fucking, on the base gym. And we'd be like, okay, I know I've got all this exercise, so tomorrow when I run this session, we're going to use this medicine ball somehow. So let's do it. That's the fucking only time. Okay, I'm ranting too fucking long. I'm all amped up. I don't know why. But if you made it to this point, fucking thanks for listening. Sorry I haven't been posting frequently. I'm going to try to keep it frequent and short. I prefer to do it in the mornings. This is the evening. But yeah. Yes, thank you for listening. Thanks, aaronsnotes.com. Why do I keep saying that? I don't know. thanks. Fuckers.